reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just cover shipping and handling, and a free bottle will be conveniently shipped to your door. No strings attached and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-491-3436. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-491-3436. Agents are standing by to take your call for this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-491-3436. 1-800-491-3436.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ. That's code KJZ. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George. Hola, it is hora número dos of the Sports Hangover. We have 3 hours each and every weekday. You can check us out, the TuneIn Radio app, ESPN1003.com online. SoundCloud, if you miss any of it, you can do all of that as well. Coming up next hour, a late edition, because I do want to touch on it. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. We talked baseball with him throughout the year. Yesterday, Jordan, what happened with the pro football, blah, 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 blah. The baseball Hall of Fame?
Nobody was nominated into it.
Nobody was worthy. Couldn't come up with anybody worthy. Can't do it.
Let's see what the implications are.
Kurt Schilling not happy, by the way, that he was, he had the highest vote. Hey, look, we'll throw that out there if you want to. Do you think Bonds and Clemens, who were up for it again, should be in the baseball Hall of Fame?
James Bond?
No, Barry Bonds.
Oh, that guy.
What about the Rocket? Roger Clemens. What about putting like a certain wing in the museum? The PED wing. Look, in all seriousness, I mean, they did hit the bombs. You still have to connect. Now, granted,
might have been
Yeah. But look, there was an era of PED massive usage in baseball. Sammy, Mark, I mean, my point being, it was must watch TV, must dislike or watch TV when Bonds then went after it. I mean, some of the pitchers, Rocket, you know, Farnsworth at the, I mean, I'll never forget that. You know who Kyle Farnsworth is? He's a Cub reliever. You could literally see his quad muscle through his jersey.
Ooh. Yeah.
That
should have been a sign.
Well, no, everybody knew, but that's the whole point. It was an era. It wasn't just a year. It wasn't just a player.
Denied.
I mean, some of the biggest names.
Denied.
Biggest deals. The Red Sox player that went to the Dodgers, the Graf. I mean, all those guys. Man, all of those. I think you say there is an era, but they were dominant. You can't just be like, you can't go USC with Reggie. It never happened. Reggie was never here. Of course he was there. We all saw the games. You just acknowledge that that's what happened. Right? I mean, We go to the World War II Museum and acknowledge some of the atrocities that happened. You acknowledge it. Doesn't mean that you erase it from history. You may not like it, but you acknowledge it and you learn from it and you move on from it. But you acknowledge it. I don't think, to me, there would be anything wrong with having a section or a wing in the Baseball Hall of Fame and going, okay, these are, they're in. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, all those guys, because they put on shows. I mean, dude, people would show up an hour before to watch, you know, BP and all that. Okay, fine, they did it. And then, you know, call it the wing of shame or something.
No, that's horrible.
No, it's the wing of shame. Shame on them.
I'd rather not be in the Hall of Fame.
But your numbers went up. Your attendance went up. People tuned in. I mean, that all happened. That money that people made off of them happened. I promise you. I drove to Houston, stayed in Houston, watched the Cubs and the Astros, and watched them battle it. I promise you. People went to games. They used real money. Teams made real money off of it. Merchandise was made. That all happened. If you can do a 30 for 30 on it, why can't you have a wing? The wing of shame. Wing of juice. Juicers are us. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Juiced up games. The best of the best. Mine the ones that got caught.
Mine was better.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. What it is.
Shot Gene and Digital Underground and Coach Sean of the Page. Caleb the camera, what?
I feel
you're
like,
interrupting my intro.
I feel like if we're going to induct you into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, we're...
I can't even get a urinal named after me at Southern Miss, for crying out loud.
You might...
Like
I
a
might
bathroom
have to,
in
might
college
have to,
hall.
I might have to snitch on you. You're using PEDs
something
during the show to improve your performance.
Words of wisdom. And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever. I mean, seriously, why can't Southern Miss recognize me? I don't understand this. Why is it based off of how much I donate? I'm a broadcaster. I don't make any money. I can't donate. I got cars and stuff to buy for Carver. The wife wants things. I want things. I gotta treat you to birthday and Christmas presents every other year. I can't even afford every year. It's every other year.
It is every other year.
Yeah. I mean, I can't take care of you, much less donate to the cause. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio Nola. Jordan, before we go to Jack, what is the question of the day?
Yeah, it has to deal with something that Mickey Loomis said today in his press conference at the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. He told reporters that we will wait for Drew to make a decision, and the team has unknowns right now. So that led us to the question of the day. How long can you wait on deciding your quarterback of the future? You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
For reference, in case you missed it, you don't know what we're talking about. This was General Manager Mickey Loomis of the New Orleans Saints earlier today.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lot different than last year in that, you know, we'll wait for him. But look, we've got a lot of other planning to do. Look, there's more unknowns right now than there are knowns in the sense that we don't yet know what the cap's going to be next year. Even a narrow range we don't have yet. So we've got a lot of planning to do. We haven't completed our evaluations, our roster evaluations from last season. So at this point in time, there's more unknowns than there are knowns.
Okay. So again, I'm not trying to create anything. I made the statement last after hearing that. How long can you wait? Realistically.
Or how long
Super
do
Bowl
you
March,
wait?
Yeah, how long do you wait? But the other question begs to this because he said we're waiting on him. Can you win the Super Bowl with Drew Brees? I don't think you can anymore. I don't think you can anymore, and I'm not trying to be ugly.
No.
Access denied.
I'm just saying. I mean, if
grant
I,
the man
if he,
access.
If he calls you and says, I want to run it back. Jack, thanks for calling. What you got, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, Gus, you ever think about how strange a game baseball is? I mean, the unwritten rules and all that stuff. Like, for instance, if somebody hits a home run off of you, you don't try to get them out the next time. You got to throw it to heads. And then when you're talking about the Hall of Fame, there was a guy who pitched in the Major League. His name's Gaylord Perry. Everybody in the world knew he was doing a spitball. Everybody knew. and yet they put him in the Hall of Fame. But they seem to have different rules for different people, and I don't really understand it.
Like I said, I think acknowledging it one way, shape, or form is consistent with acknowledging anything else. There are good times and bad times. There's a case and an acknowledgement of the Black Sox scandal and, you know, the letters to Hank Aaron. I mean, there's good and bad things that took place, right? So, I mean, there's a section to the Negro League and things of that nature. So I don't know why acknowledging, look, this was a time, this was a decade or 8 year span, 5 year span that you had. And there, that's where the players go. That's where the photos of McGuire, one hand hitting 450 yards on a, you know, opposite field check swing bomb. I mean, Barry Bonds, the before after picture, put it all on there. I mean, we lived it. We watched it. You know, we absolutely saw it. And believe me, it people made real money. Ratings were real and people were glued to their TV sets every night, you know, batting in the eighth inning. Here's McGuire. He's 2 for 2, 2 bombs. Here's his third at bat. I mean, dude, it was ridiculous. Every at bat Barry Bonds had was a home run or a strikeout. I mean, like, there were no singles, it felt like. I mean, it was absurd. I mean, even though you knew the guy was on something, you're watching it going, there's no way the guy, there it is. If he got a strike, remember, they'd walk him. But if they pitched to him, he hit it in the bay. I mean, it was nuts. I think you got to recognize it.
Oh, no. In the worst part, both of those guys, Clemens and Barry Bonds, even before they were on PEDs, and they had to be at the end of the year, at the end of their career, there's no ifs, and ands. You don't get better, as you well know, Gus. I'm older than you. You know, things don't get better as you get older. That's just not how it works.
Right.
So, but they were both going in the Hall of Fame. You know, they were both going in the Hall of Fame even before, you know, even before that period, and they didn't have to do this. And when you're talking about that is said, those letters to Hank Aaron, but think about this. You know, I'm not saying Babe Ruth doesn't deserve to be revered, but for the first 50 or 60 years, and maybe longer, that they played baseball, it was only white guys. Satchel Paige made the Hall of, not the Hall of Fame. He made the All-Star team at like 45 years old. So how good were those guys? And they never got to play. You know, it would have completely changed the game. Like I said, baseball is just a very strange, you know, the way they think of themselves is just crazy. But.
Hey, let me ask you, Jack. I gotta get to Michael here online here as well. So give me your best 30 seconds. How long do you wait for Drew? Can you win a Super Bowl with Drew?
No. Look, Gus, it's been time. You know, like the call I gave you last week. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, appreciates what he did.
Of course.
But that doesn't entitle you to play forever. I mean, that's all I can say. That decision should have been made already. Anyway. Yep.
Thank you,
Jack. Have a good day, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir, for sure. Michael, thank you, sir, for calling the show. How are you?
Hey, Gus. How you been? How you been, Jordan?
Doing well, doing well. Can't say there's anything wrong.
Well, there you go. I'm glad to hear you were at school yesterday in your undisclosed location. I'm glad to hear at least you're at school and paying attention to the show, a little multitasking. We appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Michael.
Hey, Gus,
yes,
as far as Drew Brees, no, it's time to move on. The guy has given us everything probably he could and more. Talking about the PED situation, how about if we just put a giant asterisk and just put asterisk era in in the Hall of Fame and just pull all those guys in there? You don't have to be ugly about it. Just put a big giant asterisk.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, you do acknowledge it. I think to sit there and say, it never happened. I mean, it absolutely happened. It's like, that's why it was so laughable when USC, like, scrubbed Reggie Bush from existence. I'm like, oh, really? How much money did he bring you? How much attention did he bring you? The guy, you know, you won a champion. Stop it. He won a Heisman. Okay. You paid his family.
That's the case. You know, shouldn't we penalize all of the major league owners and the general managers? They all knew this was going on. They were like you said, the cash
100%.
Was just flowing.
100%.
You know, what's the big deal? Hey, and I'll leave you guys with this because I know you probably have somebody coming up. Mm-hmm. Since you're doing the no access or the non-access,
yeah.
when you press it, I've been laughing ever since you started pressing it. The first thing I thought of was Drew when they won the Super Bowl, and he's on the float, and the float's blocking the gate at ESPN, and he's going, come on, that'll fit. that might be him on that line drop as well.
He pulls it over to the facility there on airline, ready for another season. Wait, what? What? What are you talking about? Come on. Oh, come on.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Michael. We're having fun because you have to. You have to have fun. You know? I mean, it's tough. I know at one point or rather you would have to say it. And I don't think, hopefully we don't have to legitimately say it. I don't think Sean Payton wants to say it. You're hoping that phone call is, you know, there it is. All right. What do you think his ringer is? What do you think his ringtone is? Do you think Sean has a ringtone for Drew? What do you think it is? The first song that just popped in my head was Cobra Kai, You're the Best.
What?
Cobra Kai, Karate Kid, You're the Best. Around. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but I think that's mine. You can tell me what you think yours is the rest of the show as well. Tweet at us. Well, please don't leave. Okay, so that's Buddies. Please don't leave. See, I don't know if that's the ringtone now. What's Drew's ringtone for you?
I don't know. What?
All right, well, you got some time. We got 3 minutes, and we're bringing Maddie Hudak. We'll surprise
her with
it.
Wait, you gave me 3 minutes? There's
so many. 3 minutes!
How many sound bites are on
tomorrow? How long do you need?
There's a lot of sound that I can think of for that.
All right.
Got to make it well thought out.
All right. Let's take the break. Come back. General D and then Maddie Hudak. Don't go anywhere. It's a Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
Lady of the Sea General Hospital is continuing to administer COVID-19 vaccines utilizing a drive-through clinic in their parking lot this week. Vaccine administration is by appointment only for adults who meet the criteria for vaccination as determined by the Louisiana Department of Health. If you are age 70 or above and haven't signed up yet to take the vaccine, please call 985-632-6401 to get your name on the list. For those coming in for their appointment for the vaccine, please wear a mask while remaining in their vehicle for the vaccine administration, bring a government-issued photo ID, and wear clothing that will allow access to the upper arm. Once again, the vaccine will be administered by appointment only. If you are age 70 or above and haven't signed up yet to take the vaccine, please call Lady of the Sea General Hospital at 985-632-6401 to get your name on the list.
You're invited to start 2021 right now on the new Toyota of your choice at Homa's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Homa's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports. That's how they talk in the major league.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Yep. Sean Payton sitting in his office at his house, hanging out, enjoying the spring weather, and all of a sudden, there, phone's ringing. There it is.
It's changed since this past season.
And on it, it just says Drew. What do you think the picture is? Do you think he's got a little picture?
It's him and Drew hugging.
Him and
after
Drew
the
hugging.
Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, there it is. That's his ringtone. Let me know what your ringtone is. Maddie Hudak on standby. You're in the on deck circle. You got a few minutes to think about it. We're going to go to General D here. What do you think would be Sean Payton's ringtone for Drew Brees when he calls and has that conversation? General D, give me your best 90 seconds top so we can get to Maddie, sir.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, but it's probably We Had a Champions by Queen. So
okay.
He's holding
up
the trophy
picture. All right.
We Had a Champions, and Sean's been chasing that trophy ever since. I think this team is in lockstep with Drew. I think they know that his time has ended. He's retiring. I think he's waiting until after the Super Bowl to do the announcement, but I think everyone in the organization knows what's happening. I thought you brought up a great point about if the quarterback position is what we all say is the what differentiates the winners and the losers, and having a good quarterback at the helm is the main important ingredient, then I think that answers a lot. I think you have to go out and explore getting a guy like Watson or getting a Matthew Stafford if you truly believe that he can take you to the next level. Now, the question is what kind of belief do they have in Winston? Personally, I would have liked to have seen him play more to make the determination, but I almost think if you're going to go with the Winston pick, you're not really saying that we're throwing all our chips in. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to retool the roster. You're going to bridge it over a little bit. Or you go the completely other route. You keep Winston in place and Taysom, obviously. But, some of the callers have called in about, can Taysom develop and all. We know what Taysom is, and we know what Jameis is from the standpoint of his athleticism of being able to throw the ball, a 5,000-yard passer. We just don't know if in the system. One key point I just recently heard is that Jameis Winston has not had the same offensive coordinator in consecutive years since he's been in the NFL. I'm not even sure if he's had it since college. So that right there, having him in the system 1 year already, giving him another opportunity to kind of step up, and maybe go out there and drafting a guy, maybe using some of your draft capital or trading a player to go up in the draft to get one of these elite quarterbacks who they think is the next thing to come, maybe the route to go. But that's where I think it's going. I mean, Drew, it's Drew's over with. That ship has sailed. But the Saints are in a kind of a quandary right here because they're good enough to compete, but they have to reset the roster because of the salary cap.
That's right. Thank you, General D. There's your ringtone right here. That's Drew's on the phone. I like it. There it is. You think Sean waits a second to answer it too, just because he knows what that phone conversation is going to be?
You never answer a phone immediately because then it's...
Oh, really? Mr. Strategic over here.
Yeah, let it ring for a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you answer.
Thank you, General D. Appreciate it. Bring in Matty Hudak, who just came into another fun conversation at Matty Hudak _94. Matty, you're the editor for Saints Canal Street Chronicles, and you've graciously given us your time throughout the season. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. What do you think Drew Brees' ringtone is on Sean Payton's phone?
When Drew calls Sean?
Sean, yeah. What do you think? Do you think he has a ringtone? Let's just say he does. What do you think it would be? Think it's a song?
Let's go with some Enya, maybe.
Oh, nice and relaxing, soothing sounds. Okay, you think, but do you think Drew Brees calms Sean Payton now? Though that's kind of the question here. Mickey Loomis this morning, and I'm not trying to dissect the words. I really am not. I can only go by what he says, though. And what he says is, we're waiting for him, and we got a lot of planning to do. So I'm just asking, Matty, how long can you wait and should you wait? And is that the right approach? Because then it begs the other question, I think. Can you win a Super Bowl with Drew Brees?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I think what you said at the front, where you can't really read that much into what they tell us, I think that's the main takeaway. We hear this every year with Drew, and yes, he's come back every single year, but I don't think we are going to be privy to anything going on behind the scenes until it's made clear. I trust this office to be able to make the decision in a timely manner. I think a lot of it has to do with if Brees does retire, that the cap hit is less if he retires, after June. So it wouldn't surprise me if all of this is locked up in about a month, and we just don't know. And I think the best way for us to tell would be if the Saints make any, potential moves for a replacement.
That's a very interesting point because I did bring that up earlier. If when I said, how long do you wait? Is it based on dates and roster bonuses and when things need to be played out and things of that nature? But I guess you can still say, and I know you've had things before on this team where somebody's either going to be released or cut, but they will say it'll be a post-June something, release and stuff, right?
Right, and everyone acting kind of like, you know, the Saints are going to roll over and let Drew kind of do what he wants. I would just urge everyone to remember that we almost drafted Patrick Mahomes in 2017, and Sean looked Drew dead in the face and said, we're drafting a quarterback. And they said, okay, if this puts the team in the best position to win. So I just don't see how 3 years later with a older Breeze and a worsening cap situation that now they would suddenly kind of sit on their hands and say, okay, Drew, will you kind of, you know, direct it from here?
Maddie, he calls Sean Payton and says, let's run it back one more year. What does Sean need to say?
Maybe Sean just says, Drew, come here. It really depends. It depends on how you look at it this next year. Are you looking at it as a bend or break type of year? Are you looking at it as a Super Bowl or bust type situation? I think whatever puts the Saints in the best position to move forward from this year, if it comes down to them not being able to get the quarterback they want and looking at the guys they have available, if Drew is the best option, we had a, you know, battered Breeze, a battered Thomas, we had Traquan Smith getting wrist surgery. I still am reserved on what this offense was supposed to look like this year. I don't think it would be the end of the world if we saw it for one more year, but I'd probably vary in the minority there.
All right, Matty Hudak, Canal Street Chronicles editor. Let's look at what else has what's happened, obviously, since they lost to Tampa Bay. Several coaches have gone on. The latest, Coach Lombardi, he's going to be the offensive coordinator over there with the Chargers. So several replacements there. How big a loss do you think are the losses that Sean has suffered on his staff?
I think Aaron Glenn might be the biggest loss. I think Saints fans have been spoiled by us not getting any coaching staff poached for the last several years. So I think that this was a long time coming. And I think Loomis kind of said something that stuck out to me where he had mentioned a lot of that turnover had to do with the fact that, like, where these coaches were interviewing, they had really strong ties. And so the San Diego, or I'm sorry, now they're in Los Angeles, but the Chargers hire with Lombardi sticks out to me because that's where Drew came from, where Pete Carmichael came from. It might have been where he came. There's just a lot coming from that organization. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Saints are just trying to genuinely elevate these guys without it kind of looking, you know, inwards towards their staff. Personally, I hadn't really heard of Dan Campbell until all of this had happened. So is it that big of a loss? I'm not entirely sure. If I'm looking at our tight ends this year and who I have issues with on the team, the tight ends are a point of issue for me. So I don't think that any of the losses are insurmountable. I think that the quarterback coach is just a little possibly telling that we might not be looking in the direction to develop another quarterback from the bottom up. So that might point to something for me.
Three more topics, questions for you, Maddie, at Maddie Hudak _94, the way to follow her on Twitter. How would you remodel this roster? I keep calling it a renovation, right? Kitchens, bathrooms, they're the most expensive, the biggest headaches, but in the long term, they'll help your place where you live. But that's how I look at it. I don't think it's a complete rebuild moving forward, but I think it's a remodel. So how would you remodel this roster? Do you have untouchables? Do you feel like players, in your mind, need to be here a certain amount for them to remain a playoff team?
I think that there's certain classes of players that you lose one, you can't lose another. I'd say the untouchables are guys like Alvin Kamara, Ryan Ramczyk. And it's like I said, it just depends on what you prioritize on the defense. Do you think that Marcus Williams is an untouchable? Do you think Demario Davis and the linebacker core, is that a group of untouchables? I could make an argument for any of the defensive line players getting shipped off. So I don't think anyone on the defense necessarily is an untouchable. I think it just depends on how they react to whatever moves they start to make in the first place.
Okay, Maddie, could you consider, or would you consider, trading big contracts or players currently on this roster to, say, help with the cap or bring in different players that kind of do two things, right? Help you cap space and give you younger players in depth and things of that nature. Like, say, you know, Williams or Cam Jordan, things that Andres Pete, I guess are the names that I can think of, you know, in terms of like big contracts that you would look at like that.
Yeah, I think the only trades I would really be interested in entertaining is the Saints aren't big trade people, to my knowledge. Okay. It would only be if it was involved in getting a quarterback to me. That would be the only trade where I'd be considering, you know, handing off players, yes, Pete would probably be at the top of my list. And I think depending on who the quarterback is, so if we were to get Stafford, let's say, I don't see Michael Thomas as being as indispensable to our offense in that case. But if we were to get a quarterback that needed more development, for example, then Michael Thomas becomes more valuable because, as we've seen, for those QB2s, he's been paramount to kind of getting them settled. So I think the only trade I'd be willing to entertain would be for a quarterback, and then depending on that quarterback, it would affect who I'd be willing to give up.
Makes a lot of sense. Canal Street Chronicles recently put out some mock drafts here as well, and kind of looking at that first round, I want to say it was a receiver out of Purdue. Where do you think the Saints should go in that first round? And really, I guess, yeah, start there.
I would go with someone on either side of the line. I think if we can't get, you know, Andres Pete out of this rotation, I think that that is a really strong point for this team. But that left guard role, I still am just not that happy with. And I think we're going to be prepared to lose at least a huge, you know, big name on the D-line this year. So looking to replace that in the draft is something I would find kind of paramount to me. I see the line as kind of, you know, the foundation of the team. And I just don't see them kind of needing, you know, any star players in any type of situation unless they end up losing someone like Marshawn Lattimore and then they suddenly really need a cornerback or suddenly really need safeties. Other than that, I would stick to the line.
I want to say, finally, Maddie, the one thing that also stood out for Mickey Loomis today is he said, look, I can't tell you where we need to improve and what we need to do with our roster until we know who we're keeping, who we're losing, and what the cap is. And I wonder if a year is going to exist where the Saints draft a need as opposed to best player available, which has been their philosophy for as long as I can remember. Do you think it's probably this year? Where, to your point, if it's a line or they can't re-sign Lattimore, or not re-sign him, but give him that extension and he requests a trade, or Williams, so you need receiver, or whatever. Do you think this would be the year where, hey, you got to go get the best O-line, D-line member available?
I think, like you said, I hate to keep giving the it depends answer, but it really depends on free agency and who we end up losing. I think that's going to be the spot that they end up targeting in the draft, just because, again, I think you draft for need if there exists a glaring need. And I think the Saints have put themselves in a very, you know, privileged position of not having to do that every single year. But like you said, that's going to run out eventually. It just, like, it, again, keeps going back to depends on who we lose.
You know what is interesting as we wrap up, Maddie, that you've kind of echoed what Mickey Loomis has discussed here as well. And it's, I would say, the theme to this offseason. You said it depends. And Mickey kept saying, we'll see. It depends. It's so different than other offseasons where, look, these are playoff teams. It's a tinker here, tinker there, an addition here, some depth there. But this is why everyone's saying it's going to be a drastically different offseason. There are so many unknowns and different variables that can change things.
Exactly. And I think, you know, it's clear that with not that there's a coaching turnover going on, but that the Saints are kind of willing to let the chips fall where they may this year, whereas years of the past, it seems like there's been a lot more direction. So maybe they're just taking a relaxed approach this year and recognizing that there are so many things that are out of their control that just keeping it one day at a time. This season has kind of shown that there's only so much predicting in advance you can do. So I think that them just kind of rolling with the punches is really the best you can do at this time. And anyone that pretends to have, you know, a grander plan without knowing how the cap exactly is going to play out and everything, I think we're getting half of the Saints media of, you know, it depends PR, and then half of it is just genuinely they don't know.
At Maddie Hudak _94, she co-hosts Believe in Saints and also is an editor for Saints Canal Street Chronicles. Thank you for your time as always, Maddie. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. We got some really good songs, don't we, Jordan?
I thought of one.
You thought of one finally? It only took you a segment and a half. We'll hear what Jordan has to feel. What is Sean Payton's ringtone for Drew Brees when he calls? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays.
with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hindsight is 2020, and 2020 was a brutal year that for most of it felt out of control. But you know how you can be in control? You can be in control of your job, your career. Yes. In 2020, my computer career helped more people start IT careers than ever. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Take control. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins. And your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Honestly, don't know how he got into this. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, some people have special ringtones. Like, yeah. I have a special, you know, I guess tone my wife texts me. You know, it's kind of like...
Mine's all the same.
Regal trumpet. I mean, it is the queen. I gotta, you know, pay attention.
I guess when I
Daniel Salerson, by the way, is the Imperial March.
No, that's his picture.
Well, it's Lord Vader with the song. It's, you know, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh yeah, that's his entrance.
Never good when he calls. We got a suggestion for me. So apparently, maybe Sean changed it to this because I can't think this was always Drew Brees's.
No.
You know.
This is maybe a few days ago.
Maybe a few days ago. Maybe after the loss to Tampa.
I say goodbye to what we had.
You think he kind of like slowly reaches for the phone?
The good time. Oh.
He's letting it play out. That way he can reminisce real quick.
You think so?
It's one of those... scenes in a
movie.
You
think he can't answer it at first?
It's one of those scenes in the movie.
You think he can't answer it? Do you think he calls back? Like, maybe not answer it?
No, he's answering
it. You think he's answering
it? But it's a slow... All of a sudden, it goes in slow motion.
You think so?
Picking it up. Has his hand on it.
Does he say an expletive at first?
Holds it there before picking it up so he can hear it.
When this starts to play, does he go, oh... You know, we've all gotten that call. At one point or time in our life.
We know.
The call and in the message is going to be, I either need space or...
No, it's not even a word.
Things aren't going well.
It's simply this.
Oh, it's a deep inhale. You're going with a deep inhale. Okay.
Hey, Drew.
Oh, how do you answer it? You can't answer like that, right? I mean, like, do you... Because the way you just answered it, that's not a good... That's not... You don't want to, I mean.
No, you do the.
I think you go, hey, Drew, that. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, because you gotta start hyping yourself up to fake it.
Oh, stop it. What do you mean to fake it?
No. That's what you're getting ready. Because you're depressed, but you have to get yourself mentally prepared.
Oh, no, it's a good day. Because again, if you're this close and you won this many games, you won a Super Bowl, man. I'm happy for him.
Singular.
It's come to an end. Stop it. One's more than some that have had none. Okay. Dan Marino.
Singular appearance.
Couple other. Stop it. It's not all his fault. It'll be more on Sean's for not getting a good defense. But it's not Drew's fault.
Patrick.
He put up 5,000 yards, man, in those seasons. Don't blame him. Blame a defense that was Swiss cheese.
People don't really care about that stat when it gets broken. Think about it.
Stop it. You know, you're being disrespectful.
No,
I'm going to come up with a song for you.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
You got your ringtone already.
I already have a ringtone for Sean and Breeze.
Ridiculous.
Play mine.
No, I'm not playing yours.
Mine's a good one.
It is not.
What do you mean?
We'll take some more suggestions from you.
No, James.
At 800.
James Blunt could buy my lover.
Stop it. That's inappropriate.
How?
You're such a kid.
Not if you put it in that context.
Stop being a... Stop. Stop. Please stop. It's not funny. Now you're giggling. Now you got the giggles. Stop it. Stop it. No. I'm being serious. Please, though. Don't be disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful.
Access
That's not. Just as disrespectful.
That is not disrespectful.
They're not going to take him out.
That's for his own good.
Access denied.
We don't want him hurt anymore, man. I'm telling you, that's going to be a tough phone call for Sean, but I think one that he's going to be okay with, man. I think he's going to be okay with it. I agree with Maddie here. I think there's going to be things that are said a certain way and presented a certain way to us. But as I keep saying, in close relationships, partnerships, whether they're personal, work, you name it, I have a hard time believing that certain topics and things aren't discussed, man. Come on. My wife and I discuss everything. I mean, it's like a Dateline story if something were to come out and she didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's something like this. It's been discussed several times, on and off, you name it. Right? Uh-oh. What do we have here above you on your TV?
The man, the myth, the legend, Zion Williamson.
No, it's the Pelicans. Does it make sense for the Pelicans to give up on Lonzo already on highly questionable Bomani Jones, among others, discussing the topic?
Oh, I can't believe it wasn't another topic that we were talking about the other day.
Who was that? Say that again?
I said I can't believe it was another topic that me and you were kind of going over the other day that the national media can't wait to get their hands on.
All right. Let's get the. Was it Brian you said, buddy, that's on hold? Oh, Twitter Dave. Sorry about that. Forgot about you, Twitter Dave. Okay, we'll get to Brian here in a second. Twitter Dave, what you got for us?
Hey, Gus. I haven't called you since the loss. Wind of Change by the Scorpions.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
That's me all the way. That's his ringtone. And you asked a question earlier. You said, can Drew Brees win a Super Bowl for you? And I say he certainly can make you lose a Super Bowl. So why can't I don't see him winning a Super Bowl. And I appreciate everything he did for us.
100%.
I love there's nothing. I'll never forget what he did for us. And the day that I had him in my Uber, him and his wife, you know, I realized 6 foot, whatever, is bull. Cause I'm 5'10" and he was no taller than I was.
Yeah, man.
And you wanted to find out what we can do. I want Kwan back. I want Lattimore back. But as much as Jordan has done for us, and I'm not talking about a guy next to you.
Oh, I
think we should cut Jordan. I think it's just time to cut him. I appreciate everything he's done for us, but I think he's seen his better day. That's salary cap money right there. That's Kwan Alexander money. Lattimore should be able to be signed under the current circumstances we have. I can go over a lot of stuff, honestly, but this is about Breeze. I'm gonna miss him, and I appreciate everything he's done for us.
All right, hold on, Twitter Dave. Here we go. Everybody, hands up. Not lighters anymore, huh? What, we're using our lights on our phone? Flashlights?
I hate that.
Yeah. What do you mean you hate that? It works.
We do that now.
Why? You don't burn your finger.
It doesn't look as cool.
No, it does.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you.
Thank you, Twitter Dave. Here he goes.
I feel like we're getting everybody's Spotify playlist right now when Drew Brees does officially make the announcement.
Oh, it's happening. There's no doubt. You know what? Look, I would rather this than a Titanic song. You understand what I'm saying?
Have you been writing?
You don't want to play the violin from Titanic.
Have you been writing them down?
Brian, are you on the phone, sir?
I am.
How are you? How's the snow in Vermont, by the way?
Well, actually, I'm no longer in Vermont. I actually, you know, just last night I was in basically Norfolk, Virginia, man. So I'm on my way back up north to Chicago so I can watch the Cubs lose. So, I mean, hey, you know, party.
See how you threw that in there.
I had to take a dab, man. You must be on hold all of that time just so you can let Twitter Dave. Hey, Twitter Dave, I love your brother, but you might want to sober up before you call next time. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-oh. He was fine. Why? Why do you need to sober up? What we got?
Okay, because first of all, why in the blue hell would you ever cut Cam Jordan, even if it was for cap space, when you could possibly trade him? Mm-hmm. Lattimore doesn't need to be, you know, on the franchise tag because he's under the fifth-year option right now, both he and Ramczyk, but it's not something you have to worry about right now. And as far as Quan Alexander is concerned, the first time Quan Alexander plays a full season will be the first time Quan Alexander plays a full season. Can't stay healthy. Why the hell do you want him back? So, besides all of that, I called in to talk about the Drew Brees ringtone.
Okay.
That's my purpose. I got the perfect song.
All right.
Hit the Road Jack by Ray Charles.
Oh.
Number one bestseller.
You know what I'm going to do, Brian? I'm gonna once we get everybody.
Are you putting all these songs together?
I'm putting on a Spotify playlist, and I will tweet out the playlist once the news is official about Drew Brees. That way everybody can soak together.
No, not me. See, there's going to be a bunch of people with waterworks going on, and I will be desert dry. I mean, for those asking, can Drew Brees win a Super Bowl? You've had four opportunities to find out the answer, and it was all no. There you go, buddy.
Stop it. I was a little harsh. I mean, at least the Boys to Men. I mean, at least, you know, a little something that's sentimental. I at least have, you know, the what? Karate Kids. You're the
Do
best
you know
around. What?
Do you know how long it's been? This is almost reaching Cowboys level of delusion when it comes to Drew Brees. We can always appreciate what he did from a distance. That doesn't mean I have to talk about it.
Now,
because the last time Drew Brees won, the trophy's probably collecting dust right now.
Oh, come on. Come on. There's somebody. There's some equipment guy that's got a fresh Gatorade towel that goes and polishes it every day. Come on.
For what? I'm just telling the truth. I know some people don't like it. But, you know, people are pretending right now that Drew Brees was just this awesome player when it came to the playoffs. And the only reason why he declined was because of the last 4 years and he's old. Really now? Did we talk about the 2016 NFC Championship game versus Chicago? Does anybody want to play that game?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that long ago. That's too long ago, Brian. It's too long ago.
Uh-uh. You know what? When you say it's too long ago, that's exactly how I feel about the last time I saw Drew Brees to help my friend.
That's it. That's all the time we got.
True.
That's all the time. There he goes. Brian Bieniemy, is always a pleasure. Be safe, man. Can't wait to see you back soon. There he goes. It is a good song, but I mean, I just...
People that are sad are probably going to be hitting the skip button.
But again, it'd be much better than the violin song from the Titanic. We don't want that. We want to still be a playoff team. Sports Hangover continues next. We will continue to play some more Mickey Loomis in case you missed it. Some of the other things that did stand out on Trey Hendrickson on the cap. I'll play those sound bites here as well. Next hour, we got a bunch of guests. If you want to call in, do it now. Mr. Tim Grubb, Scott Kushner, Jack Benjamin as Nichols returns to the court tonight. Those are the next three guests at 05, 15, and 30 of the 2 o'clock hours. The Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
Listen, when was the last time you spoke to someone that was 65 years old? And when you were done, you felt like the sense of loyalty. And we were all raised that way. That's why at Golden Motors, we have been around 65 plus years and it shows. That's why we've been around so long.
We cherish everyone that stops by and gives us the opportunity to let them join our Golden Motors family to make your next purchase as pleasant as possible. Give us a call for your next new Chevy or Buick, 985-325-1000, or visit goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections in inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill here for Men's Total Health. With the new year comes new resolutions. One of them needs to be visit Men's Total Health. Low T can produce physical and emotional changes. Get tested. I did. See where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
Can we talk sports? Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You know, I mean, I think You're the Best Around is a good song. Karate Kid that Sean might have had for Drew Brees' ringtone. I mean, I
might have had.
I think, like you said, changing it to Boys to Men, it's hard to say goodbye. Brian says it's the Road Jack. Needs to be the ringtone now, and General D submitted his. I don't know what that is. Here it is. That's a shame.
Oh, no.
That's a shame. Come on. That's not. That's. No. No. I mean, normally the crowd does that to the team that's like being beaten or leaving. You know, like when you're jingling your keys and stuff. I mean, you're. No one's happy.
Imagine if Drew Brees is walking out of the Superdome and everybody started saying that as he turned around.
What happened? How did this turn so quickly? What happened to y'all?
Poor Drew.
I know.
He's a guy that could actually say, I gave everything to that city.
He did. Gave it all.
Instead of AD.
So, see why?
Still waiting for the Instagram post.
Have you checked lately?
I don't need a check. It would have been all over social media.
Still waiting. Drake has a ludicrous song, Move, Get Out the Way. Wow. Again, I just...
So hostile.
I mean, I don't even think it needs to be that. I just, you know. Jack has... we'll get the Jacket and Richard here in a second. This was his suggestion. It's a good one.
This is the most requested song, if you don't mind one more.
I love it.
All right, this is the
Have you ever heard of Neil Sedaka, by the way?
Sounds familiar.
Huh?
Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song.
This is more appropriate, right? It's hard.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
Why did the lyrics "Don't throw a pick" just pop in my head?
Because you're a horrible person.
Stop it! You can't throw because your ribs are broke. And breaking up is hard to do. It's not. You know we need to stop. Stop.
You need to stop.
Stop it, Richard. Thank you for calling us on the Sports Hangover. How are you?
You know, this has been great. I'm hearing all these songs and. Every time I try to think of a song, I can't because y'all play something, and I'm like, "Oh man, I can't use that one now." Nope, can't use it. I got nothing for a song. I don't have any good one. The closest I came to an idea, but it's been a while since I've heard it, so I don't even know if any of the lyrics kind of work. was, just because of the whole, you know, on the phone thing, was Hello by Adele.
Oh, my.
That's the closest I got. That's the best I came up with. Just cause
so it's sentimental for you. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, for Sean, when that phone rings, I look, again, he's very into,
I like that
social
one.
Media.
I like
now.
That one. If you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's actually a very good one.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so there you go. But actually, so Gus, I was going to call yesterday. I ran out of time. I was listening. I've been listening all week, of course. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you this because I'm curious. I'm always open-minded, and I like hearing a person's take on the subject that I find to be very intriguing. So I wanted to ask you, what is it that has you saying or feeling the way you have said about possibly, if the opportunity arises, of, you know, not having Michael Thomas on our team?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what has maybe changed your opinion of him? Maybe not opinion. Maybe that's the wrong word. But like,
no, I understand what you're saying. I mean, look, I hear you. A year ago, right, going into the offseason or whenever it was that he signed the extension, I was completely in favor of it. I said, because whoever the quarterback is after Drew Brees, having somebody that you can depend on, that can get open, that can run good routes, that is strong, that doesn't drop the football, man, you need that. And look, and to the point, I want to say three of the four games, two for sure, Jordan, I have a terrible memory, but Michael Thomas had 9 receptions over 100 yards when Taysom bleeping Hill was the quarterback.
Correct.
So that proved my point. No matter who your quarterback is, having that safety blanket per se does help. And that's when he was hurt, because during that stretch, he then went on IR to the end of the season to be ready for the playoffs. So he wasn't healthy, and he still caught 9 balls for 100 yards.
Right.
So you have to sit there and ask yourself, why would you even remotely do that? And they may be laughing at me. And here's the thing. I know I didn't start thinking that way until the benching happened, or whatever it is that Sean Payton wants to call it. It was a benching, right? And
right.
then he got into it with, you know, CD Deuce. I have heard a lot of things about him personally. Now look, some people are fun. Some people are not. Some people are great. I hear you. The team cares about your performance on the field until you become a distraction or an issue in the locker room. I don't know for sure if that's the case or not. But you are healthy and we're not allowed to play a game. In a business of winning and in a business where you play your best players, that stood out. So, now, was it corrected? Was it fixed? Both sides, everybody says the right things. But, what it does is it forces me to re-evaluate the relationship, right? You're in a relationship at work, or your employer, or personal relationship. Things are fine until something happens, a text, or they hired somebody else. Well, why would you hire somebody else to do he's younger, and something happens. In your workplace or in a relationship that all of a sudden makes you go, well, wait a minute. You're making me think things differently. And when my franchise is facing almost $100 million and, you know, being over the cap and stuff. And look, I'm being honest. The guy can catch the ball. He's great at it, but he does not catch and run and take it the distance. He doesn't. I'm not saying that you can find somebody to replace Mike Thomas. That's not what I'm saying, but. If, and there's a couple of ifs here, right? So I'm being real here. But if there's an issue, and if his attitude is this, and if, Jordan, what did he do now recently with Twitter?
He made it private to where only people
he ran his mouth,
follows.
Didn't like what happened, and now, you know, he's going on, you know, whatever. So look, I just wonder what happens if the quarterback isn't good? What happens if the Saints lose 3 of 5? What, you know, I've never had to think about that before. But in the last 2 years, his opinions, his behavior, his attitude has changed. I'm not saying it's been for the worse or for the better, but it's changed. He was very quiet when he first got here, and he hasn't been. So I just wonder, man, I'm just looking at the long term, and if I can get rid of $100 million, maybe get a top five pick, top six pick, or get something like that nature, and, you know, I got to at least think about it. I don't know if I'm actively, I don't know if I'm at the point where I'm on the phone seeking trades, but this franchise has traded Jimmy Graham and Brandon Cooks, the two top, I don't know, offensive weapons, respectively, when they were playing on this team. Traded them.
Right.
Got rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me all I need to know, man. I hit the top of the hour, man. I hope that answered.
It does. It does. Thanks for answering, and I'll be in touch next week. Obviously, lots to keep talking. I wanted to hear what you had to say, so I appreciate you giving me the answer.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Again, it's just something that you definitely have to think about and look into it. Hour two is in the books. Hour three next. Tim Grubbs will touch on the Baseball Hall of Fame situation there. Scott Kushner on the Pels. Hadn't forgot about you. 8 o'clock tonight. Tip time against the Wizards. Bradley Beal is here. So many Pels fans would love Bradley Beal. Just go straight to the other locker room and stay there.
And a report on who's going to be playing tonight and who's going to be out tonight for the Wizards.
Does this fall under the you better not lose this game?
Yes.
Like they literally have nobody, the Wizards. Russell Westbrook's not even playing.
Give you an update on the tweet that went out a few minutes ago.
That's next on ESPN New Orleans.